Hello, and welcome to the Oasis. Employees like you work hard for our company from 9 to 5, 5 days a week. The Oasis is available to everyone once a week to give you a luxurious respite during your break time. Please, come on in. We've been expecting you. Are you ready? Very good. Then, please have a seat wherever you'd like and fill out the form on the tablet next to the chair. The attendant whom you request will be with you shortly. What are you thanking me for? I haven't done anything yet. In fact, I'm probably just wasting your time with all this. You come here so often. You probably have all my lines memorized by now. Oh, you don't? Then I guess you'll just have to keep visiting us. Now please, go and take your seat. Sorry to have kept you waiting. I see that the attendant you requested was me, Sophia. Yet again, are you really okay with spending another session with me? Oh, no, that's not what I meant. Of course you're not causing me any trouble. I greatly enjoy the time we spend together, so please, never doubt that. But I just wonder if you'd ever want to try selecting a different attendant. We have collected some distinct personalities back here, and their methods of healing are just as unique. I think a change of pace might do you some good. Maybe you'll find something new that you like. Or you won't enjoy it at all, and you'll come running back to me with a newfound appreciation. Isn't that what they call a win-win situation? Did you already see through my plan? Oh well, I was never very good at being sneaky. Anyway, I've wasted enough time. Let's get started. What course would you like today? I see. Your usual Friday special, huh? You want to end the week on a high note. I understand completely. Then, we'll start with a light manicure. Let me see your hands. From the looks of it, I won't have to clip any of them, but they could use a nice filling to even them out. I'll get started right away. I'm glad you always pick this course. It's mostly guys who come to use the Oasis, and many of them don't see the point in getting a manicure. Or maybe they're just embarrassed, so I'm happy that there are still a few employees like you who can appreciate it. Don't be silly. Even if someone else requested it, I'd still make time for my most loyal client. You'd have me all to yourself. What are you blushing for? You started it. I was just trading one embarrassing line for another. But it's worth it to watch your face turn beet red. You're a proper adult, but you still have a childish side. Maybe that's why spending time with you was always so much fun. Hey, that's no fair. I already told you I wasn't trying to get rid of you earlier. Jeez, you really are childish. Which reminds me, maybe we can play a quick game near the end of your course. Oh, I'll tell you more about it when the time comes. Just look forward to it. There we go. Nice and even. Now you can be fashionable while you type away. Okay, next up is the head massage. Is that okay? Good, then I'll just move behind you and get started. So, do you want to tell me about your week? You don't? Oh, it was that bad, huh? Oh, don't be silly. You couldn't be a burden by telling me what's going on with you. Even if it's all bad. Besides the fact that it's my job, I happen to know that you are a very earnest and compassionate person. If something is bothering you, I can assume that it's not something petty. In fact, it's possible you're doing me a disservice by withholding such important information. Is that what you want? Oh, I'm glad you understand. Now, tell me all about it. That kind of thing is business as usual here. You're right, though. That last part is pretty weird. Really? They said what? That is quite concerning. So that's what the meeting was about. You know, I've heard several rumors now, but you're the first person to be, tell me about what actually happened. I see the problem now. You have that information, and you're having trouble breaking the news to your team. But you only feel conflicted because you want the best for them. That is a respectable trait. But if you wait too long to inform them, it'll end up having the opposite effect. So, let's try this. I want you to promise me, if you end up feeling especially relaxed during the session, you'll head back to your office and tell everyone what happened. You'll give them the whole story and find a way to put them at ease. I know you're good at that, so don't worry. Of course it'll be a little awkward. That's why I'm helping you unwind, so that you have the energy to do what you have to. Do we have a deal? That's good. I'm sure it will go well. Your team trusts you, and they know you'll be with them every step of the way to help them through this transition. You have this under control. But in the meantime, I'll shut up so you can properly enjoy this massage. I think that should do it. How do you feel? Then I guess you're ready for the next part of the course. Yep, it's time for the ear cleaning. Let's see how this side looks. Okay, all right. Now let's check out the other side. Worried about. Don't worry. Yeah. Ready? Okay.
What's with that relieved look in your face? What did you expect me to find? I already know you take extra good care of yourself on Thursday because you don't want to embarrass yourself in front of me. Even though I keep telling you not to stress about coming to the Oasis. Don't you realize how that defeats the purpose? Oh, you are too silly. Okay, with that settled, let's begin, shall we? This week, I think I'll start with this side. Even if I call it in your cleaning, thanks to you, there isn't much to clean. But I guess that means I can just focus on making you feel good. Did I say something strange? You turned red again. Am I phrasing? Well, what do you want from me? How else can I say it? Digging around with this ear pick is supposed to feel good, isn't it? Exactly. So, why don't you pick your head out of the gutter and just relax? Ease all the tension that's left in your body. Forget about what you have to do after this and just focus on that sensation inside your ear. Do you think you can do that? Of course you can. Because you can do anything. Nothing can stop you. Maybe life will throw an obstacle that slows you down, but that's all you can do. Just a little roadblock. Once you can easily climb over, especially with all the people you have supporting you. Time to switch. I'm not sure if you need me to say this, but for the record, I am one of those people who's supporting you. And not just because you're my client in the Oasis. I support you because I respect you and the things you do here. Of course I mean it. Are you really hung up on something like that? Oh, wait a second. There's something in here after all. Yeah, it's... Oh, it's so gross and slimy. I don't even want to touch this thing, but I guess I have to. Yeah, a really nasty tumor. Formed by your doubts and worry. Whatever do you mean? This is no time for jokes. I have to get rid of all this anxiety before it spreads to the rest of your body. If you want to avoid a trip to the hospital and major surgery, just leave everything to me. A streptectomy is my specialty. Yeah, I'm surprised too. I didn't think I could say all that with a straight face, but I managed to pull that off. Besides, I didn't say anything wrong, did I? You request my services every week because you know how skilled I am at helping people loosen up. Isn't that right? Or could it be there's another reason? Something you're worried to say out loud? I wonder what it could be. I can't figure it out if you don't say anything.
Okay, you're all set. The time really flew by, so your session is almost over. Did you enjoy this week's trip to the Oasis? Oh, no need to thank me. It's my pleasure. What's with that longing look on your face? Is there something else I can help you with? Oh, the game I mentioned earlier. So you were really looking forward to it. Oh, that's cute of you. Well, it's just a really simple guessing game. You'll close your eyes, and I'll make a sound. All you have to do is guess what that sound was. But we don't have a lot of time, so there will only be one round. And I can't tell you the answer unless you guess correctly, so try to pay attention. Are you ready? Okay, here I go. Listen closely. Well, did you hear it? Hey, can you hear me? You're just staring off into space. That's no good. I told you to pay attention. No repeats, so the game is over. Guess that means I've won. Unless you have something to say? Nothing, huh? Well, that's okay. Your face is telling me plenty. Sorry for teasing you so much, but it'll probably happen again. Okay, so our time really is up. So, remember what we agreed on. Talk with your team and clear up that work you have left. I know you'll do great. Have a great weekend, and I hope to see you next week.